Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. An 18-year-old is facing criminal vehicular homicide charges in a crash that killed an 11-year-old girl on her way to school. Prosecutors say Connor Iverson of Independence was using his cell phone when he ran a stop sign last February and hit the Loicano family's SUV at a Maple Plain intersection west of the Twin Cities. Liliana Loicano died 2 days later and five family members were injured. Witnesses say Iverson was speeding and never slowed down before the crash. Voters head to the polls today in the primary for the special election to fill the seat of DFL Representative Melissa Hortman. Hortman and her husband, Mark, were shot and killed in their Brooklyn Park home in June. The suspect, Vance Belter, has pleaded not guilty in federal court. The general election for the solidly Democratic district is set for September 16th. The Greater Minnesota Trauma Conference is set for August 21st and 22nd at the Park Event Center in Waite Park. Hosted by the Greater Minnesota Trauma Center in St. Peter, the event aims to better equip professionals who serve rural communities. Owner and clinical director Justin Coates says holding it in central Minnesota makes it more accessible.
We have a special place in our hearts for rural Minnesota because in rural Minnesota, as you probably know, it's difficult to access a lot of services and things like that. So a lot of it is outsourced to the metro or, you know, even out of state.
Coates says they focus on people who are dealing with complex trauma. A Minnesota man is dead after a crash Sunday afternoon outside Frederick in Polk County, Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Patrol says 70-year-old Rodney Bodell of Rush City was riding a motorcycle when he turned onto the highway. A truck pulling a trailer was rounding a curve when the trailer tipped over into Bodell's lane, hitting him. He died at the scene. In other headlines, the Minnesota Department of Public Safety will simulate a nuclear incident today at the Monticello Nuclear Generating Plant. The annual exercise tests the capabilities of federal, state, and local agencies in the event of an incident at the plant. Experts are monitoring how climate change could be leading to a rise in diseases carried by mosquitoes. UW-Madison professor Dr. Lyric Bartholomew says seasonal changes are impacting mosquito activity.
Maybe folks have noticed, too, that the last date of frost is coming later, and maybe the threat of frost in the spring is wearing away sooner, and so in many parts of the country, mosquito season is just lasting longer.
More details are coming out about a recent cyber attack in the city of St. Paul. City Press Secretary Jennifer Lowe announced that the attack on July 25th was ransomware. This is MNN.